This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you have to press buttons to make the show go?
Usually.
Yeah. Sometimes that escapes me right as the show starts. But it is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place. It's the Monday night edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
I'm Ian.
And I ain't nobody.
Wait, are you nobody or are you ain't nobody?
Ain't nobody can't able to answer that question.
Ain't nobody?
Ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right. Nobody just woke up.
It's true.
I'm sure somebody also just woke up, but somebody isn't here, but nobody is.
Indeed.
Somebody's listening.
Somebody is listening. That is for certain. And somebody. Yes, thank you to all of you somebodies, really, for listening to our fine program. We have some interesting things to talk about tonight. I ran upon this article about a company called AstraZeneca. This is from Reuters, by the way, out of the UK. AstraZeneca to be exempt from coronavirus vaccine liability claims in most countries.
Now, that's probably true generally. At least I know that in the United States, but it's my understanding that vaccine manufacturers are not liable for their products.
Nope.
So that's nothing new.
Yeah, except outside of it not being new, it's still disturbing.
Yeah, no doubt. What may be new is that more countries may be coming on board with exempting them, however. That may be an additional point here.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling about any of these companies that have this sort of, you know, shield of the government from liability is that they're not providing an honest product.
Yeah.
Because why would you?
If you won't stand behind your product.
Yeah.
Well,
Like, why should I accept your product in any way, shape, or form, or, you know, with my family, my children? I don't have children, obviously. But
with your body.
Because the science is settled. The science is settled. There's no questioning it. No one has gotten this vaccine. Nobody has died of this vaccine.
You've died.
Therefore, it will always work for everybody, and there can be no side effects because the science is settled. And you science deniers,
that's some good channeling right there.
Are wrong.
It really is.
Simply wrong.
I know that if, you know, in my everyday life, if there's somebody who somehow manages to get some sort of magical government protection for their product, I don't know, like, let's just say a cheeseburger, for example.
The science is settled. Cheeseburgers will never kill you. It's impossible.
I would immediately...
The Impossible Whopper.
The Impossible Burger is not a cheeseburger.
To my knowledge, they don't have government protection from liability on their Improbable Burger, whatever the hell
they don't have the connections. They're not big enough. But AstraZeneca, which I've never heard of in my entire life, you can trust them.
The science is settled.
apparently the science is settled and the government has granted protection from future product liability claims related to its COVID-19 vaccine specifically, hopeful by most of the countries with which it has struck supply agreements, a senior executive told Reuters. So this company who, you know...
So it struck agreements with the governments of the country.
Of many countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out.
Does that mean that the government will be administering these?
Oh.
If that's who cut the agreement? Because normally with, like, the flu vaccine, it's on every street corner. It's like, hey, come on in and get your flu vaccine. I don't know if they're free or what. I've never had one. But you see it all over. Walgreens has it. CVS has it. So what's the deal here? How does this deal work?
It means that the company, if the company... kills us all and makes a lot of money doing it, that any liability for killing us all will be covered either by the taxpayers or not covered at all.
Yeah, right. It sounds like they're waiving.
So we will be forced to pay for our own liability.
Right. So they're coming into government agencies or whoever, whichever health agency is in charge and wherever, mm-hmm. and they're saying, we're willing to market this product here, but you have to grant us immunity, basically. Yeah.
You have to pay for any damage that we do.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Or just let us do it. That's do that damage happen. Without anybody they're, being compensated.
They're unsuable, basically. Yes.
You must either pay for it or guarantee us that nobody will pay for it.
Yeah. Basically, they're the only ones who will be guaranteed immunity after the vaccines are dished out.
Exactly. Yeah, the rest of us aren't even guaranteed survival.
Right. Immunity from
or a choice
lawsuits.
As to whether or not to do it.
We'll see.
I mean, there's still street justice, but, you know, I'm not an advocate for that, unless, you know, you find yourself in a situation that calls for it.
I would not have a problem shooting somebody in the face because he was trying to force me to get a vaccine I did not want.
Right.
He's violating my body.
Absolutely.
I have every right to kill him. My body, my choice.
Absolutely.
If you're going to choose to put a vaccine in me, I might choose to put bullets in you.
It's a vaccine of a different kind.
Sounds fair.
Indeed.
It's a life vaccine.
Yes.
Vaccine
and I will not accept liability for those bullets if they harm you. You must cover that liability.
You waived the ability by attacking in the first place, or the person waived it.
Exactly.
Liability.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, because I don't think I've mentioned that yet during this segment. 855-450-3733. If you want to call in and give us your thoughts, you're welcome to do so and join us here tonight. The article goes on with 20...
You can give us your thoughts, but the science is settled.
Yes, we've apparently nobody has made that clear.
Yes.
With 25 companies testing their vaccine candidates on humans and getting ready to immunize hundreds of millions of people once the products are shown to work, well, that remains to be seen. The question of who pays, question of who pays for any claims or damages in case of side effects has been a tricky point in the supply negotiations.
How do they prove that this vaccine works?
Science is settled.
How do they do it, though? Like, how do you prove that the vaccine works? Because, well, most of the people who contract this little malady, they beat it. So, and the vaccine, the idea is to prohibit the malady from happening in the first place. So how do you...
Moreover, the vaccine manufacturers have already made a statement that they're concerned that nobody will be able to know whether their vaccine is effective because too few people are getting the coronavirus already.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No,
maybe they'll
I've
take
that.
People without masks and expose them by force to the virus so that they can test whether use them as guinea pigs to test whether the vaccine is effective.
Wow.
It's absolutely, what he's saying is correct. This guy has a great name.
I think that's really worth focusing on for just a moment, because you've got the vaccine companies basically admitting that this is not a pandemic.
Right.
Right.
This is not widespread enough.
Did you know that they changed, the government's changed the definition of pandemic to include a specific number?
Well, it doesn't. It's just widespread is the definition.
That's the current definition. Yeah. But previously, there were numbers attached to that definition.
Let's find out what those numbers were.
I wasn't able to find it, but I read a thing that said that the definition was changed, and they eliminated
any... Merriam-Webster's dictionary?
No, I'm talking like the medical community.
Okay, I'm talking about the dictionary.
Whatever their definition of pandemic changed recently, within the last 5 years or something, to not include specific numbers of how many people, what is the threshold? You're under this, not a pandemic. You're over this, you're in a pandemic, right? They used to have numbers as definition. I don't know how...
If you want Pluto to be a planet, redefine the word planet.
Right.
If you want COVID-19 to be a pandemic, redefine pandemic. I call pandemic any sickness that causes me to be forced to stay home and eat ice cream and sweets. And you know, and if I smoke a lot of weed too, then it's a pot and pandemic.
You're being forced to eat ice cream?
Well, no, but I just react to that by being forced to give up everything that's important in my life, or most of it.
855-450-FREE is our telephone number. This is Free Talk Live. Let us know if you've ever been forced to eat ice cream. We've got more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live matters. Matters to me. Does it matter to you?
The silence is settled.
The silence matters. The silence is settled.
Silence! I kill you!
Silencio!
I kill you!
I kill you! And in the studio tonight, we have Jeff Dunham. I'm just kidding. We don't have Jeff Dunham. We have...
Nobody!
And...
It's Ian.
And myself. The Reverend Captain Kickass. I am your host this evening on the Monday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We've been talking about an article from Reuters talking about a company called AstraZeneca. That's all one word with a capital A and a capital Z right in the middle of it, because that's what they like to do these days with these names. Where they have apparently...
That's called Camel Case.
Camel Case. Where they apparently have figured out how to be exempt from liability claims for their upcoming coronavirus vaccine. Apparently, 25 companies are testing different vaccines on humans and getting ready to immunize hundreds of millions of people. This is a unique situation where we as a company simply cannot take the risk if, say, in 4 years, the vaccine is showing side effects.
Which is an absurdity. If they call it a vaccine, it cannot harm you. The science is settled.
That is a quote from Ruud Dobber. That's right. His name is Ruud Dobber. A member of Astra's senior executive team.
So that rude bastard is going to dob some stuff on your arm.
Hey.
Then he's going to jam a needle in it.
Don't be a rude dobber now.
Be a polite dobber.
That guy was a rude dobber. Right? That sounds totally British, right?
Yeah. British.
And just to bring back what you said right at the, which I had not heard, right at the end of the last segment, these companies are admitting that there aren't enough people infected with this thing or who've come down with this COVID in order to really know whether or not this vaccine that they're making is effective.
That's effed up, isn't it?
Well, so, what it means is that either the number of people getting the vaccine is statistically insignificant.
We know that's not going to be the case.
I'm sorry, the number of people getting the disease is statistically insignificant, or the number of people not getting the disease because of the vaccine will be statistically insignificant.
Right.
They won't be able to tell either way.
And or maybe enough people already have it without having developed any symptoms from it that perhaps herd immunity has already been achieved.
Ooh, yeah. So what's the point? They're just going to dump a bunch of chemicals into your family's arms. That's a great plan.
But they're going to call it a vaccine so it can't harm you. The science is settled.
This is crazy.
It is. Ruud Dobber continues. In the contracts we have in place, we are asking for indemnification, for those of you who have trouble pronouncing. For most countries, it is acceptable to take that risk on their shoulders because it is in their national interest, he said.
Now, keep in mind, the terms national interest don't mean your interest.
It means government interest.
That's right. That's what it means.
Yes.
Exactly. It's in the government's interest for a company to administer to you a drug that their economists tell you will do more harm than good, and therefore they cannot afford to take the liability for what they intend to do to you.
But he also added that...
they don't know what it's going to do.
It's science is settled.
It's an experiment. They're going to experiment on millions, hundreds of millions, or however many suckers offer up their arm for this.
And if you don't participate, you're bad.
You'll also be...
And you should die.
Right. And they're going to try to run you out of society, just like they're already doing with those of us who are not willing to wear masks. They're trying to make life uncomfortable. They're trying to make life difficult. They're trying to use social pressure and business pressure to get people to obey these mask mandates, and that's just the beginning of this.
Yeah, imagine feeling like you're not normal just walking around like you normally would without a mask. That's what they're attempting to do.
Oh, it does feel abnormal walking around without a mask when I run into a clump of them.
Yeah.
When I run into a clump of no faces, yeah.
Mr. No Rude Dauber, Mr. Rude Dauber added that Astra and regulators were making safety and tolerability a top priority. No, they're not, because if that was true, they wouldn't be offering them indemnification or no liability for their untested vaccine.
Look,
how much more safe, I mean, unsafe can you get?
We think
the
this
science is settled, though. Silence! I kill you!
No, no, we won't kill you. It's going to be perfectly safe, unless, of course, it isn't, in which case we won't be liable.
Yeah, if you die in 4 years, don't worry. The government said it was okay. Yeah.
So the government will make you pay for the liability.
Hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Got to kill a few humans to make a government.
Got to crush a few skulls to make the world perfect.
Dauber would not name
this is horrifying.
The countries, just that there's, you know, a bunch of them. EU officials told Reuters this week, product liability was among contentious points in European efforts to secure supply deals for potential COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer.
You can't just go doing things that are mathematically a bad idea without waiving liability. Mm-hmm. The science is settled on that. The economics is settled.
That's really how governments proceed.
Yes.
Right? They don't care about the math. They're just, oh, we're going to do whatever we want. We'll figure it out later.
Yep. You're going to pay for it. They're not.
And that's the rub. No matter what goes wrong, the taxpayer, the tax victim, is always on the hook. The United States, however, already has a law to exclude tort claims from products that help control a public health crisis in the form of the 2005 Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, or PREP, Act. AstraZeneca, Britain's second largest drug maker.
That's why we haven't heard of them.
Yeah, because they're number two.
Probably another company that's renamed itself half a dozen times,
probably.
Too. They do it constantly.
Yeah. They have pledged to supply a total of more than 2 billion doses at no profit in agreements with the United States, Britain, and European countries, among other nations and organizations. So we know at least the U.S., Great Britain, or just, you know, mediocre Britain, and other European countries are among other nations. So that's at least 3 that we can pinpoint. Astra's deal differs from most rivals because it has secured government backing for production and development efforts, i.e. government funding.
Oh.
While competitors such as GlaxoSmithKline are looking to negotiate a price for finished product contingent on approval. So, I mean, the deck is already stacked, right? Here's one organization where they're basically sponsored by several governments. Meanwhile, this other organization is trying to do stuff, but, like, they can't get funding from governments, and they're looking to just negotiate a price contingent on approval. So, you know, I wonder who's going to win.
Well, I think the science on that is settled.
Do you think?
Yes. You will lose.
In the end, that's what will happen. The little guy will lose. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, whether or not the science is settled.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order aimed at prioritizing American workers.
Today I'm signing an executive order to ensure that the federal government lives by a very simple rule, hire American. We've been doing it at a level that hasn't been done, maybe ever. I'll also be taking firm disciplinary action against the leadership of the Tennessee Valley Authority which has sadly and cruelly betrayed American workers.
The order targets job outsourcing within federal agencies that replace American jobs with inexpensive foreign labor. Top leaders from both sides of the aisle are meeting to discuss a new stimulus plan. Enhanced unemployment benefits did expire on Friday for millions of Americans as Democrats rejected a Republican plan, a short-term plan, to keep those intact. This is USA Radio News. Remembrances are taking place in El Paso, Texas, to mourn the loss of 23 people who were murdered in a Walmart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's the one-year anniversary of the deadly El Paso Walmart mass shooting when a total of 23 people were shot and killed and 23 others were wounded. It launched a flurry of legislative hearings that included Ed Scruggs with an organization called Texas Gun Sense. But he says despite the initial outrage, nothing has changed since a year ago. Because of the coronavirus, reunions and memorials today to mark the anniversary are being held virtually.
9 people are dead and 24 others hurt after another weekend of violence in Chicago. The first incident left a 9-year-old dead. Police say the child was an unintended target when shots were fired toward a group of people. Last week, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot requested more security for herself. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. And log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, come on and dial 855-450-3733 if you'd like to join us. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to. You can also get us over at discord.lrn.fm. Join our Discord server, and you can jump into our on-air call-in rooms where, if you so choose, you can sound almost as if you're right here in the studio with us. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from Reuters about AstraZeneca getting sort of exemption from
the number two maker of, what is it, drugs. Products?
Yep.
In the UK.
Getting exemption from the coronavirus vaccine that they have yet to test or
exemption from
deploy.
Liability.
From liability, yes. Yes, absolutely. And so we can talk about that if you like, but I wanted to switch gears and talk about keeping the topic the same.
Well, before you go on, I'd like to know, anybody out there listening who feels comfortable getting this vaccine? I mean, there must be millions of Americans who are like ready to line up. And given this information, because it's certainly possible the average person in the United States has no idea that vaccine manufacturers are given liability. Just across the board, generally, they're given liability for their products. Liability.
Their liability is
from the liability.
We are forced to take liability for their products.
Right. You can't take action against them. They're unsuable. Mm-hmm. On this. I suspect the average person doesn't know that. So if you were coming into this conversation thinking vaccines are a good plan, or this vaccine is a good plan, and now that you know that the actual official statement from the company is something to the effect of, well, if S hits the fan in 4 years with this vaccine we're going to be giving to hundreds of millions of people, we don't want to be held responsible for it.
Right.
If knowing that, does that change how you feel about getting this vaccine?
Well, that's absolutely necessary because, for example, let's say this vaccine kills every single person who takes it 4 years from now. No company can be accepted to absorb that kind of danger. It's an unacceptable risk to them that they would be forced to pay for that.
That's exactly what they said.
Indeed it is.
But it's acceptable to force you to risk your life.
Well, that's the question. How much force is going to be involved in this vaccine?
That is the question. And I suspect that the answer to your question, Ian, is that there are hundreds and thousands or hundreds of thousands, even millions perhaps, of people who, once these governments go, we have a vaccine!
Thank God!
That they will line up at, you know, drugstores, grocery stores, doctor's offices, roadside police checkpoint, wherever it is they can get said vaccine.
And they Darwin will smile.
And they will be loud and proud about, oh, I'm one of the first! I got the vaccine! Yay me! And then they'll take their masks off and start walking around. Like
then they can start wearing a vaccine band around their arm to make sure that everybody knows that they're one of the vaccinated. Or maybe the rest of us will be forced to wear the band around our arms because we aren't vaccinated.
It would be cleverer to give them bands, except they can't make us care. As a matter of fact, they can't force us not to avoid people wearing that band. So, you know. Which, of course, they shouldn't, because the science is settled.
Well, one thing the science is settled on is that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
Now, we know, Captain, that when it comes to current vaccination requirements, usually the government mandates the young people, children, for instance, going into government schools, have to have a certain set of vaccines, or else they're not allowed to go into the government
schools. By mandate, you mean force.
Well, no.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
No, it's technically not force in that you aren't forced to send your kids to government school. Generally, you can, in
you're forced
states,
to pay for them whether you do or not.
That's correct.
But if you're rich enough to be able to pay for the education you don't get and then pay for the education you get,
correct,
then you are permitted to not send your children to government schools, which of course is horrible because, you know, the science is settled. But public schools are better.
How many, but this is probably going to get worse, right? So the schools are one, that's one, like, pressure point that they can put on a lot of people because a lot of people have kids.
Right.
But what about the corporate world? How many jobs have ever required someone be vaccinated? I've never been asked that on a job application.
I know that there are some jobs that do, but they're generally like ones that require travel. I've heard of things like being a steward person on like an airline or a cruise ship, things like that. They will require that you've had, you know, certain rounds of vaccinations and that kind of a thing. Overseas kind of stuff, like some of these English instructors who travel overseas to another country to teach English, that kind of a thing. I've been told that some of those, I don't know if the jobs are requiring them.
How much do you want to bet they're going to start requiring it? You know, even menial jobs like Starbucks or whatever.
That's a bet that I would not take because I feel like it's coming.
Yeah.
I feel like not only is that coming, but it's going to get way worse.
Yeah, I mean, all these corporations are signaling how great a corporate citizens they are with all their mask requirements. And if they can require all their employees be vaccinated, I suspect they're going to do that.
We are seeing the incubation period, in my opinion, just my opinion, we are seeing the incubation period of the medical police state. It is happening right now. This is the first signs of what is about to come, what I think is likely inevitable as governments, you know, sort of can't get their regular ideas off the ground for more tyranny. This is one they can get the population on board with by just them being scared of the newest, latest virus craze, right?
Yeah.
We've already seen things go viral on the internet. Well, now they're going viral in your body and on the internet. When they can sync up an actual virus to the fear going viral on the internet amongst social media and that kind of thing, we're powerless to do anything against it because of the stupidity of the general population.
Well, the people who push the pill, push the cure, push the pill.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. So
the fear is the word I was looking for.
Those who push the fear also push the cure, generally speaking.
Yeah.
The government does this all the time. They create a problem, then they masquerade as the solution.
Yeah.
That they themselves created, when they could just, you know, uncreate the problem by stopping doing whatever it is that they did to create the problem in the first place. But that never happens. You never see a reduction in the size of government. Have you ever seen one?
No, of course
not. I've never seen a reduction in any government program or.
I've seen reductions in individual government programs, but year over year, the government always grows without exception.
Regardless,
it's bigger at the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year.
Right, regardless of party, regardless of lack of party, regardless of taxation or lack of taxation, it always gets bigger. It always grows. It is like a tick on the side of the face of society where it is just continuing to suck blood, and it will continue to suck more and more blood until it finally pops, and then we're all going to be covered in blood.
You need more government every single year. The science on that is settled.
And he sounds so authoritative, too, when he says it. It's like really...
Silence!
It's soothing.
It's settled.
Do not question this.
You're soothing me with your authoritarian ways. I just want to obey. I just want to do what you say now. I'm in like a trance.
Well, I mean, there's no question that I'm right.
Something I can inject, and I really want to get a vaccine right now.
You really want to, like, right now?
Don't inject the marijuanas. That's dangerous.
Well, if you really do want a vaccine right now, I have some news for you, Ian. Some scientists are taking a DIY coronavirus vaccine, and nobody knows if it's legal or if it works.
Ooh, illegal vaccine.
Of course it works. It certainly can't do them any harm. It's called a vaccine.
I'm not sure if the science has been settled on a DIY vaccine or not.
The science is settled. If they call it a vaccine, it can't hurt you.
But an illegal vaccine?
Illegal vaccines coming up on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE if you want to talk about it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Yes, welcome back, everybody. It's the live Monday night edition. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to call and talk about, well, whatever you want to. We've been talking about coronavirus vaccines, specifically liability, companies who are seeking it, governments who are granting it, that kind of a thing. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And it's nobody.
And I had mentioned just at the end of the last segment that some scientists are taking a DIY coronavirus vaccine, and nobody knows if it's legal or if it works.
If it's legal, it works. The science is settled.
Nobody has spoken. This is the way. This from MIT Technology Review under their biotechnology. Famed geneticist George Church and at least 20 others didn't want to wait for the results of clinical trials. I think we are at a much bigger risk from COVID, he says.
Who needs clinical trials? They've already settled the science.
Well, have they, though? Preston Estep was alone in a borrowed laboratory somewhere in Boston. No big company, no board meetings, no billion-dollar payout from Operation Warp Speed, the U.S. government's COVID-19 vaccine funding program. No animal data, no ethics approval. What he did have, ingredients for a vaccine and one willing volunteer. Estep swirled together the mixture and spritzed it up his nose. Nearly 200 COVID-19 vaccines are in development, and some three dozen are at various stages of human testing. But in what appears to be the first, quote, citizen science, unquote, is citizen science settled?
We don't know. Well, I don't know if the citizen science is settled, but, you know, the image that I get when this happens, did you see the Rick and Morty episode where they Cronenberged the whole world by applying an untested drug to somebody during a flu epidemic?
No, I did not, but that sounds hilarious.
Yes, everybody, they tried to to cause a girl to fall in love with Morty.
Oh, love potion.
By giving her a drug that was made out of his DNA and Vol DNA, and they thought the science was settled. But apparently, if the victim has the flu, their little roofie cocktail would cause everybody to fall in love with Morty.
Uh-huh.
Well, perhaps this takes more parallels. We don't know. ESTEP and at least 20 other researchers, technologists, or science enthusiasts, many connected to Harvard University and MIT, have volunteered as lab rats for a do-it-yourself inoculation against the coronavirus. They say it's their only chance to become immune without waiting a year or more for a vaccine to be formally approved.
Can you imagine being so scared that, and these have to be younger people.
I imagine. I don't know.
You're by nature going to beat this thing, generally, if you do come down with it. But no, you're so scared that you're going to sign up for some completely, you know, random concoction of whatever they're going to throw in, you know, plus the kitchen sink to see if you can become immune, but you'll never know if you can become immune because there's not enough of a sample to really know. So how are they?
They believe without evidence that they will become immune,
right,
because
it's religious.
A vaccine can't harm you. The science is settled.
Yeah, it's a religious belief, basically.
Yes.
Among those who've taken the DIY vaccine is George Church, the celebrity geneticist at Harvard University, who took two doses a week apart.
Wait, what does it mean to be a celebrity geneticist? Does that mean you only work on celebrities, or that you are a...
Do the celebrities have a different genome than the rest of us? Because I'd be interested in knowing that if it is true.
Yeah, he's genetically programmed himself to only have gene structures that follow along with those who are celebrities.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought he might study celebrities instead of humans.
I think he is a geneticist who has achieved some level of fame, and that fame has been pointed out by celebrities of various things.
He's from Harvard.
Yeah.
Harvard educated.
So anyway, he took...
One thing you're guaranteed to get at Harvard is a lot of good political connections.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. He took two doses a week apart earlier this month. The doses were dropped in his mailbox, and he mixed...
Sounds safe.
He mixed the ingredients himself. So it sounds like cocktail hour at Mr. Church's house. Church says he has not stepped outside his house in 5 months, but he believes...
But
he believes the vaccine designed by ESTEP, his former graduate student at Harvard...
He doesn't have the balls to set foot outside his home.
But he'll chug some drugs.
But he feels perfectly safe chugging random chemicals in hopes that they might protect him from the disease.
God.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
Because the science is settled.
I'm surprised he went all the way to his mailbox. I mean, the risks.
He believes this is extremely safe. Here's his quote. I think we are at much bigger risk from COVID, considering how many ways you can get it and how highly variable the consequences are, he says.
Even if you're locked in your house by yourself, you can catch it from...
People have gotten this being at home.
That's true, yeah. In quarantine. They're like, suddenly they've got the COVID. How did they get it? Nobody knows.
Well, then it's not a communicable disease. It's something different.
Well, who knows how. Yeah, it could just be airborne and we don't know it, right? You know? The U.S. CDC recently reported that as many as one-third of patients who test positive for COVID-19 but are never hospitalized battle symptoms for weeks or even months after contracting the virus. I think that people are highly underestimating this disease, Church says. Harmless as the experimental vaccine
may be. I know it because I've been locked up in my house for 5 months, and I've been taking on all the information from inside of my home about what's going on.
Not to mention a DIY
like from
vaccine.
From the media.
Harmless as the experimental vaccine may be. Whether it will protect anyone who takes it is another question. And the independent researchers who are making and sharing it might be stepping onto thin legal ice.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure the government won't do anything about it. Because these people are celebrities.
Well, I mean, we'll see. The group, calling itself the Rapid Deployment Vaccine Collaborative, or RADVAC.
Hey,
wow.
Tubular.
Sounds like a
awesome dude.
See, like remember when they came up with extreme sports?
Yeah.
This is extreme science. you do the experiments by shooting yourself up with random chemicals and seeing what happens.
You guys ever see National Lampoon's what was it called? Altered Reality, I think was the name of it.
Oh, sounds cool though.
They did a whole. It's a movie, but it basically contains what they call failed pilots for TV shows that never made it on the air. And they aren't. I mean, it's all fiction, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty good. They do one.
So it's like almost like a Kentucky Fried Movie, where it's a bunch of different stuff thrown
yes,
together.
Yes, it's a bunch of different pilots. You know, put in there, and some of them are insanely hilarious, like the one called Take That Drug! And it's just contestants sitting around a coffee table filled with drugs, and they basically just try to do one more drug than the last guy did. And, okay, I'm going to do four of those red ones, I'm going to do two lines of coke, I'm going to chug this shot, and then I'm going to inject some heroin. You know, oh yeah, well I can one-up that, right? The next contestant comes on. And that's what this sounds like. Extreme drug taking. Competitive drug taking, even.
Yes.
Anyway, RADVAC, the Rapid Deployment Vaccine Collaborative, formed in March. That's when ESEP sent an email to a circle of acquaintances noting that U.S. government experts were predicting a vaccine in 12 to 18 months and wondering if a do-it-yourself project could move faster. He believed there was already sufficient information published about the virus to guide an independent project.
Because the science is settled.
On one hand, you know, these guys are thinking, okay, well, the government says, and it's going to take this long. You know, we could speed this thing up if we just circumvent the government a little bit.
Right.
Right. So Estep says he quickly gathered volunteers, many of whom had worked previously with the Personal Genome Project, PGP, an open science initiative founded in 2005 at Church's lab, to sequence people's DNA and post the results online. We established a core group, most of them from my go-to posse for citizen science, though we have never done anything quite like this, says Estep, who's also a co-founder of Veritas Genetics, a DNA sequencing company.
You must not take hydrochloroquine, however, because it is not tested in a double-blind study.
The science is settled.
The science is settled.
855 450 free. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.